WABE contributor David Lee Simmons. Welcome back.
Thanks. It's great to be back.
I know you're very excited about a particular singer in town.
Well, we have, I think, one of the most popular young voices in popular music right now. Ray LaMontagne performs tonight, actually, at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. And this is a little bit more of a stripped-down version of Ray LaMontagne. It's being billed as an evening with Ray LaMontagne. And for those who are unfamiliar with him, he is this incredibly soulful singer-songwriter. And the thing I like about Ray LaMontagne is there's a kind of a familiarity in his voice, I think, that he's been compared to, among other people, Stephen Stills from Crosby, Stills, and Nash. But it really has his own unique sound. So there's a familiarity to it. But it also does something that I love in popular music, where you don't know where the two genres begin and end when it comes to traditional kind of folk-sounding singer-songwriter music and a real soul singer. I think Otis Redding was approaching that at the end of his career with Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. And I think LaMontagne kind of taps into that crossroads a little bit between folk and soul. So this is going to be a very simple acoustic set for him, so you will definitely get his voice, and that will carry the show. And that's tonight at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center.
Theatrical Outfit did not have funding to produce a holiday musical, but this year they are able to put on a Christmas show with The Gift of the Magi.
Yeah, it's kind of an appropriate title, huh? With The Gift... The Gift of the Holiday production is back for a Theatrical Outfit. So, yes, it opens tomorrow night, November 29th, and it's going to run through the holiday season, more or less, through December 23rd. And, of course, this is based on the classic holiday story by O. Henry, where this couple is out of work, penniless, destitute, during the holiday season in New York. And I've heard this story, like, retold in different ways, including on a TV station. They kind of go about secretly creating their own gifts for the other, unbeknownst to the other. And you can imagine how it all kind of wraps up in a tidy little bow. Well, this is set to the music of Randy Quartz, and it really is something that I think Atlanta audiences would like to experience. There are a lot of cool holiday offerings this season, but this is one in particular I think is going to resonate with folks. And that opens tomorrow at the Balzer Theater.
Faber-Faction went from assassins to a far sweeter subject with Louisa May Alcott now.
You know, they are predictably unpredictable. Is that like the safe thing to say? It's been pretty well noted that this is a theater company that has really hit the scene impressively over the last couple of years. And I think we're fortunate to have them. Little Women opens tomorrow, November 29th. And it's a great story about women who are fiercely independent, I think defining life on their own terms, which in 1868 had to have been quite something to experience.
There was a big author event that had to be rescheduled because of Hurricane Sandy, but now we'll get to hear the author.
Well, talk about a storm. Camille Paglia, I think, is a force of nature unto herself, and she's going to be appearing tomorrow, rescheduled for November 29th at SCAD Atlanta. I really do think that she is probably one of the boldest social critics and authors of our generation. I love her titles more than anything else. Glittering Images, A Journey Through Art from Egypt to Star Wars. So this is a woman who clearly understands the higher and lower brow of our culture, and I can't wait to see her in person. And that's tomorrow night at SCAD Atlanta.
David Lee Simmons, as always, thanks so much.
You're welcome.